you're here. Fellowship sweeter, knowing you're near.
Reading from Psalm chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Tuesday, Testimony Tuesday, June 1st. And Marianne, as you know, on Tuesdays we get to have somebody share some of their faith journey, life story,
how God's
at work in their lives. And our special guest, I can't wait to formally introduce you to him in just a moment, but we're going to play a song that will lay the groundwork. It'll become pretty evident who is going to be on the phone lines with us today. The song actually has been estimated to have reached over 100 million people in these last 20 years. And in fact, this is the 20th year of this song being launched and being used of God in incredible ways. So let's hear the song, and that'll give you a little time to figure out who might be on the phone lines with Mark and Marianne on this, the Tuesday, the Testimony Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends.
In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are still, when striving cease. My comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand. In Christ alone, who took on flesh, fullness of God is.
I just love that song,
oh,
Marianne.
Me too.
In fact, my little, well, at the time, it was on my little 7-year-old. Now she's 12, but she used to sing along with the Gettys, and we would play that CD over and over again. Well, a number of their CDs, but In Christ Alone is now celebrating 20 years of being used of God. And as I mentioned, it's been estimated that 100 million people in various churches throughout the world have sung to that song, have worshiped to that song, have connected with God through that song. And so before I have you formally introduce Keith Getty, who's our special guest, thank you, Keith, for taking our call. What part of the world are you in right now?
Calling you from County Down on the north coast of Ireland. Uh-huh. I'm in the car with my good friend Ben and my daughter and two of his sons. It is great to be speaking to you guys. Where are you?
We're in central Illinois, the heartland of the United States, with the best people and the world's greatest listeners. So they're very familiar with you.
The center of the world.
Yeah, the center of the world. Well, I'll tell a quick little story before Marianne formally introduces you, because you and I met up at a National Religious Broadcasters Convention, I don't know, 5 or 6, 7 years, some time ago. And I had my handheld microphone, and I was going to do a little interview. And so you and I went to a side room, I think at the time. You and Kristen had just got back from a vacation. I think a few of your daughters might have been sick or something, but she wasn't able to attend. And so as you and I were sitting down and I was getting to know you a little better, I said, so Keith, what drew you to Kristen? And you said, without missing a beat, are you stupid? Have you seen her? And so I've told that story many times, that yes, you have a beautiful wife, but beautiful in spirit and very attractive and loves the Lord. But it was so funny. That was my first time getting to know you. And, well, what drew you to Kristen? Are you stupid?
I thought I was off the air when I said that.
Well, you were. I didn't share that over the air, but I told the story because I delighted in the fact that it was so funny, and you felt comfortable enough to say, are you stupid?
I guess now it's on the air.
Yeah. But you have a lovely family. You and your wife have been used of God in so many different ways. So, Marianne, how about you formally introduce Keith to our radio listening family, and then Keith has some exciting things to share about what's going on in the coming months and how the Lord is leading them, along with maybe sharing a little of his faith journey.
Sure. It's absolutely my pleasure, I tell you. Keith and Kristen Getty occupy a unique space in the world of music today as preeminent modern hymn writers. I love that. Keith's best-known composition, In Christ Alone, which, by the way, is one of my own way favorite hymns, with his writing partner Stuart Townend, is one of the most famous hymns ever written. It's the most frequently sung hymn in the UK for a number of years. Keith and Kristen are reinventing and, I would say, reinvigorating the traditional hymn form for a new generation. They have a catalog of songs that crosses many genres of music, and his book, their book actually, both of them, called Sing, How Worship Transforms Your Life, Family, and Church, is becoming very widely acclaimed. They have numerous awards, sold-out Christmas events at Carnegie Hall. And modern hymn writers Keith and Kristen are continuing on what I call their extraordinary journey of excellence and blessing.
Woohoo! Well, Keith, thank you for being available and taking our call. What time is it in your part of the world?
It is 6:09 in the evening.
Okay. 6:09.
We were doing a family hymn sing and recording one, and we went to visit the home of Amy Carmichael, the missionary. So our girls have just been to see that, and now we're driving home in the car, and they're being nice and quiet in the back seat.
Nice. Thank you, kids. What's the weather like in County Down?
The weather is dry, but that's about the highest compliment we can pay it, I think. I think it's dry is about as good as we can hope for right now.
Oh, okay.
It's beautiful.
Well, how about a little snapshot into your faith journey, and then we want to hear about September 13th through the 15th, the Sing in Christ Alone, about being reset, restored, and reunite. And so take it away.
Sure. Well, I grew up in a Christian home. My parents introduced me to faith, to life, to love, to music, and played music really from about the age of 10. And it had been the dominant passion of one's life from a human point of view. And, I would probably say as I left home, went to college, you know, the question of trying to grow in faith, but also grow in one's music, both of those began to feel severely at odds with where church music was. It didn't feel like it was either deep on the theological and faith elements, nor was it good on the musical elements, and so we decided to try and write modern hits. And I guess a reaction to that, I guess it was a form of protest song, I suppose you could say. And then the first song that we wrote was In Christ Alone. That was the start of that journey, and that's what we've been doing ever since.
Mm.
And 20 years and at that, and it's been an incredible thing that we continue to learn a bunch of stuff on every day.
Now, being your first song, it's kind of like, where do you go from there? But you continue to study God's Word, and our beloved listeners love Alistair Begg. How did you end up serving and leading worship at that church?
Oh,
well, my wife and I were singing at a church in Ireland one night, and he was there. Kristen sang a song, and he went, oh, that's by that Getty guy. I've been following what he does.
Getty guy.
She goes, yeah. And then he goes, what's your name? And she goes, Getty. And he goes, you any connection to these songs? And so we started talking. We had a laugh. And Alistair invited us to his church. We had a wonderful time spending 5 years at his church. And he still works on every project. We still talk a lot and working on our projects together. And Alistair's coming. Alistair's delivering the opening talk this year at the Sync conference. I'm just so excited about it. I think it's the best conference we've ever put together, and we're very excited about it.
Wow. What are the dates of that?
That's the 13th to the 15th of September this year in Bridgeton Arena in Nashville, Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
You can also get a less expensive ticket, which is called the Sync Global Ticket, where you can watch the entire thing online, and then you get a whole year to watch all the seminars.
Wow.
And there's like a seminar program as well. So we're really excited about it.
So put those dates down, listeners, September 13th through the 15th, or you can always call the station and we can tell you all the information, or go to GettyMusicWorshipConference.com, Getty, GETTY, MusicWorshipConference.com, and all the details are spelled out there. And yeah, we love Alistair Begg. I love how he preaches and how he divides God's Word in his illustrations and sharing. And I'm glad to hear that he still has an influence and you talk with him, because he's so rock solid biblically. And that's what you base so many of your songs, if not all of them, on the scriptures and the inspiration you derive from reading them.
That's right. That's right. And I was one of the pastors who really understood that if you're going to make people deep in the scriptures, you've got to be singing the scriptures.
Mm-hmm.
It's not enough just to study them. And so Al considered us church missionaries.
Oh, wow.
I think that was the most exciting thing. He really considered us church missionaries. I think that was really formative in the whole process.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because from there you started doing a number of these conferences where you lead worship and you would interact with the pastors or those in attendance. I know Pastor Jason Schiffo, he's attended a few of those where he said they were like 5 feet away from us. And Keith would be at the piano and they'd talk about worship and getting into the framework, the mindset. You're leading a congregation and this is tips and pointers. And so what's going to happen at this Sing in Christ Alone?
Sure. Well, honestly, the big thing about it is just the singing experience. For 18 months, many of us have not been able to sing as we'd have liked. Many of us have not been able to sing as we'd have liked or as we'd have hoped. And we want to gather 10,000 people into the Bridgeton Arena and just have the people singing around to each other. We're in beautiful harmony. Lots of a cappella singing, lots of the great hymns of the faith, modern hymns of the faith. Our band will be there. Orchestra with David Kim will be there. And a range of artists, from people like the Shanes doing their versions of hymns, through to our friend Chris Tomlin is coming in and doing Is He Worthy, the song by Andrew Peterson, with the whole audience being the choir. And so just lots of really inspiring musically. We've got a lot of great speakers. If you love Alistair Begg, obviously he'll be there. We've got David Platt, John Piper, John Lennox, Johnny Tada, contributors from each of the continents as well. So a real kind of global teaching dimension to it. And then each of the evenings, we got these music concerts happening, which are going to be really special. So we're taking the Bridgeton Arena. We're doing a family hymn sing at the Country Music Hall of Fame downtown Nashville on the Sunday night. And then Monday night, we're launching our concerts with Papa Boswell, my Papa Boswell and Kristen and I. Tuesday night, we're doing a concert, which is really looking at hymns for all of life. And for that, a number of our friends from the Nashville community are coming to join us. Even Bill Gaither's making an appearance, as well as Chris Tomlin, like I said, and others. It's a wonderful selection of people, but all looking at the importance of hymns in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
If God was to answer your prayers for this specific conference happening September 13th through 15th, what would it be? What do you hope those that attend will receive?
I hope that as everybody will delight in the Lord as they delight in the singing. I imagine so many people coming who have missed quality interaction, quality singing, quality speaking, even just quality time with friends. And downtown Nashville is just such an inspiring place. So much wonderful music and so much going on. We just hope that it's going to be an incredibly restorative and resetting time for people everywhere.
That's great.
Well, the three components of this conference, we originally did it in Old Hymns, and we basically canned the entire concept and started again in February because we realized that people were just in a different place. So we began by saying, how do we reset people who have succeeded during coronavirus, who have thrived personally, professionally, church-wise, are people who have used this season to reset. So what does that mean for each of us in our lives and in our music and in our churches? And of course, going back in now, we've got a unique opportunity to reset many things. So that's really the day one, and Alistair Begg is talking very much the resetting and the gospel and the basics, which he does so well. And we've got the concert that night. The second day is about restoring. You know, we have seen more pastors walk out of Christian ministry at any point in history, and that's not good. So most people are dealing with people who are broken or who are struggling or who are depressed or who are ill. And if you're not, you're being the pastor or the friend to those people. So we want to look at how we can help people, teach people, but how we can singing can inspire people and inspire their souls, and how the arts can do that. We got some wonderful speakers in the arts as well, but most of all because these things help us be shaped by Christ and his gospel. And the final day is a call, speakers from each of the five continents, a call to reunite in worship and witness. And so it's an exciting 3 days. We hope as many churches can come, but our real prayer is whatever the number is going to be, we're more excited about seeing people bring several from their churches. What we're finding is change happens when people come in groups and they discuss stuff and say, here's what we can do. And it really is a wonderful chance. Most people have been cooked up for such a long period of time. It's a wonderful chance to kick off a new season.
That's great.
And many times these revivals or great awakenings are started at an event where many people from different parts of the country or world come together and then bring that spark back to their church or their ministry. And so we encourage our listeners to set aside September 13th through the 15th. And you can find out more at GettyMusicWorshipConference.com. GettyMusicWorshipConference.com. And Keith, as we close out, before we began this program, I asked you, is there a verse or a portion of scripture maybe we can open up with? And you said, oh, wow, Mark, there's just so many. But just this morning, Kristen and I were talking about Psalm 1. So why did you choose Psalm 1 as our opening verse for today's edition of Mark and Friends?
Well, we were looking at trees, actually, and just thinking about trees being planted by streams of water. So it's that principle of fruitfulness in our lives and the lives of those people we serve and the choices that we make. So that was really what it was.
Sure.
Oh,
sure.
I love that. That's great.
Well, Keith, we look forward to having some of our listeners. I'm not sure if I can attend, but it sounds like a great conference. Yes. Okay. And with Alistair Begg being there.
He will be there the whole time. But, you know, really, honestly, the feeling of hearing 10,000 voices singing in that place with the band and the orchestra and the soloist is going to be just an incredible time.
September 13th through the 15th, everyone. Find out more at GettyMusicWorshipConference.com, GettyMusicWorshipConference.com. And thank you, Keith, for being available and give Kristen a hug for us. And we appreciate how God is using you and working through you in these times.
And greetings to the whole Getty family there in the car.
Thank you both. And
blessings.
Thank you for having us. We appreciate this.
Sure. Well, in case you missed...
Hopefully we'll see you all in Nashville.
Amen.
Oh, I like that.
Thanks, guys.
All right, take care.
Anything else we can do, don't hesitate to call us, okay?
Okay, appreciate it. Thanks
so much.
Safe travels.
All right, guys.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
In case you just tuned in, that was Keith Getty, a part of Testimony Tuesday. He and Kristen and a number of other artists will be in Nashville on September 13th through the 15th. It's going to be a great sing in Christ Alone. As you know, it's the 20th anniversary of that song that's been used of God in tens of millions
sure
of
has.
People's lives. And if you missed a portion of today's broadcast, it is archived at greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Marianne Simpkins with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you and have a great day and night.
The grace of God has has reached for me and pulled me from a raging sea. And I am safe on this solid ground. The Lord is my salvation.
Final day.